We're looking at the ringcass. The ringcass is an interesting snake, which unfortunately we don't get around Durban. However, we do get them in the Midlands, Drakensberg, and northwestern parts of the country. So all the interior parts. And they're common in the interior parts of the whole country, really. And we also get them down in the Eastern Cape. But yeah, very interesting snakes. As I say, I wish we got them around Durban. They're very cobra-like. However, they're not a true cobra. Cobras lay eggs, whereas the ringcass gives birth to live young. Ringcass also have what we call keeled scales. Keeled scales, it's basically the scale has like a little ridge in the middle of each scale. It gives it a bit of a rough texture. Not that you should be going to feel ringcass. And they don't look quite as shiny as a cobra would. And they are a highly venomous snake, but they are best known for their ability to spray their venom, to spit. They are not nearly as accurate as our Mozambique spit and cobra that we get around Durban. It's nowhere near the same. I've only caught one ringcass, but I've worked with a lot of captive ones. From my experiences with them, while they can spit and they comes in your direction, it's not like a Mozambique spitting cobra. A Mozambique spitting cobra, if you're within maybe 3 meters of it, especially like an adult, and if it wants to hit you in your eyes because you're approaching it, it will get you in your eyes and around your face. They're very accurate spitting snakes. The ringcass is not like that at all. My goodness. They stand up and they kind of throw themselves forward. Venom kind of goes everywhere, but not like a lot. Drops here and there. It's not that impressive, to be honest. Or maybe the ringcass I've all dealt with are just not very good at spitting. I'm sure some are maybe better, but I mean, certainly if you had to see one, you shouldn't go close to it. So the ringcass I found, it was up in the Camberg area. I was walking, I was looking for snakes, and suddenly the snake raised up in front of me. I surprised it, so it was trying to look as impressive as possible and intimidating. It wanted me to back off. That's really what it wanted. So it stood up, and it almost like revved me. It sort of came at me a little bit. It didn't chase me 100 meters, but it was like really trying to scare me because it was scared itself. It was terrified. I'm this huge giant in front of it. So it was very scared and it just wanted me to go away. But after trying to scare me, it just fled. It just tried to go down a hole and I grabbed it and caught it and we took photos and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, I don't see them otherwise. So that's what they will do. But often I've seen photos people take when they've seen a ringcass, like up in the Berg or Midlands. It's usually slithering away, but while it's slithering away, it's spread a hood, a cobra-like hood, and it's kind of at an angle, just trying to say, look at me, I'm big, don't follow me. So you leave it alone. So the Mozambique spitting cobra, that snake doesn't need to stand up to raise up to spit. That snake can be spitting from a lying down position. If a snake handler is holding a Mozambique spitting cobra behind the head, it can still spit. The ringcass isn't like that. They always stand up to spit and they throw themselves forward, as I mentioned. It may not be the most accurate, but you still don't take chances. If that venom gets in your eyes, it's gonna burn. And if you don't rinse it out, it could cause some permanent damage. So should a ringcass spray venom in your eyes, you would need to wash it out with water immediately. If it's on your skin, just wash it off. If you've got a cut or a graze, it could potentially be dangerous. So yes, they do have a venom that they not only spit, but they can inject if they had to bite you. We don't hear of many bites from ringcass, but it most definitely can bite. And they've got a cytotoxic venom, which causes a lot of damage and it can potentially be fatal. So it's not a snake to mess around with at all. Another thing the ringcass is famous for, playing dead. And the technical term for that behavior is known as thanatosis. But yeah, ringcass do really well. There's a few snake species that play dead, but yeah, actually not many. Not many in this country. I've seen a snouted cobra do it, but not very well. The ringcass, however, does it perfectly. So after hooding up and spitting and trying to scare you, it will realize, okay, that's not working. So then they slowly roll over and they pretty much almost upside down. Sometimes the whole body's upside down and they open their mouth and they don't move. Knowing they are playing dead. Specimens I've seen do it, I've like poked them a bit and, you know, just to see what they do. And they try so hard to play dead. But now the danger is if someone sees that and they don't know that the snake plays dead, they may pick it up, start fiddling around with it, and then the snake takes its opportunity to bite. And if you see a snake that looks dead, please don't touch it. Rather be safe than sorry. Don't touch it. But especially the ringcass, because if it looks dead to you, it's probably just acting. They mostly feed on frogs, on toads. They love toads. But they'll also eat small rodents. Might even eat another snake. They're not fussy. They're just, yeah, very similar to cobras. Cobras aren't fussy at all. A lot of farmers around the Midlands, they often encounter ringcasts. A friend of mine was staying at a farm recently doing some work, and some of the farm workers were moving corrugated iron, and they actually discovered a pair of ringcasts, which was amazing. And then I get a message saying, oh, they've just killed them. So I was devastated, but that happens all the time. So education's important. But yeah, it doesn't go well for the ringcasts. At a resort recently in the Southern Berg, there was a ringcast on the veranda of one of the chalets, and the workers at the resort, they stoned the snake to death. It does have an effect on the environment, as these snakes eat a lot of animals, and a lot of animals eat them. And then also you aggravate the snake, and then someone could get bitten or spat at. And yeah, we should never kill snakes. It's just all around a pretty bad idea. Our ringcasts in the KZN Midlands and Drakensberg are very pretty. They're like almost like a golden color with black bands. We call them banded phase ringcasts. They're just very pretty snakes. In other parts of South Africa and interior parts, like around Gauteng, they pitch black. Some gets found in the Eastern Cape as well, but they pitch black. Very, very cool looking snakes, actually. Their hood is black on all color phases. The hood is black and with a white band. The Mozambique spitting cobra has got like a yellow and black, a pinkish colored hood and black bands. They do vary. In northwestern parts up like Vryheid's, Newcastle area, the ringcasts there are more of a gray color, plain gray, but then also, yeah, black underneath with white bands. So if you are ever fortunate enough to see a ringcast, just step away from it. It probably will flee from you. It will probably disappear, go the other way. But if it does, if you do happen to surprise it like I did, then just move away slowly or keep still. And people will probably struggle to move away slowly. But if you can keep still, if you can move away slowly, do that. But the chance of you surprising one and it standing up is pretty slim. As I say, with all snakes, just treat them with respect.